Yeah. When we go through and look at the parasha of the Makala, at the end of Body Court, end of the parasha, and we'll see what we can take out of it and relate it to Zman HaSfira. See what prison we can take from it. Shteyn calls like I said, what happened there by the Makala? Slightly enigmatic, what exactly the issue was. By Yetze Ben Ishi Yisraelis, Yehu Ben Ish Mitzri B'Soyf B'nei Yisrael. And Ishi Yisraelis goes out. And he, and this, and a man, and he's the son of a Mitzri. He goes out. It doesn't say where he goes out from. So Rashi brings a few children. One child Rashi is, he goes out from a lover. Because Rashi says it comes from the pasuk. Last pasuk says he left his world because he was a Makal. He was a Makal. And the next parasha, another pshat Rashi says he left from the bezdin of Moshe Mechuyu, because the shaila was, did he have the right? Where did he have the right to plant his tent? What happened was his mother was from Shevet Dan, as we'll see in a moment. Mother was from Shevet Dan, and his father was a Mitzri. So he claimed, my mother's from Shevet Dan, I have a right to live in Shevet Dan. So they went, and there was a person that stopped him, right? Right? Somebody said, something stopped him. He said, what do you want? What are you doing over here? He said, I'm completely, my mother's from Shevet Dan, I have a right to live here. So the opposing person said, no. They said, no, it says by in order to encamp in the machne, you have to be goes by the father, not by the mother. So mainly you have no right to you have no right to live by Shevet Dan. Oh, so they went to the Bezin of Moshe, and he came out Mechuyev. Got the Bezin of Moshe, Mechuyev. And then he went and cursed Hashem. Because it came out, why did he curse Hashem? It's a beautiful pshat says it. He was Ben Ish Mitzri. Who is this Ben Mitzri? Who had Mitzri Shaharik Moshe? This is the Mitzri that Moshe killed. Does anyone remember, hadn't Moshe been to kill the Mitzri? Oh, he killed him Moshe Ben Mechuyev. So it was because of his father, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, since your father was a Mitzri, right, therefore you don't have a right to live in Machane Dan. So this means, you killed my father, Moshe HaMefurish, so I'm now going to go curse the Moshe HaMefurish. That's why he did it. You were the one that killed my father, Moshe HaMefurish, so I'm now going to go curse the Moshe HaMefurish.
Even if he was alive. Huh? Even if he was alive, he still wouldn't get anything.
He wouldn't have gotten it anyway. Yeah, it didn't make a difference. This just explains why he what's that specifically when he cursed the Shema Mavurish. Why did he curse Hashem? Because he was killed with the Shema Mavurish, so merely went and cursed the Shema Mavurish. Moshe here? Right? Moshe Rabbeinu killed him with the Shema Mavurish, so he went, I'm going to curse Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm going to curse Hashem. Because you killed my father with the Shema Mavurish. What happens? And then he goes, and he curses Hashem. The shame imo shloim is bazdivri matni don. So Rashi is ready to die. What shot in the world was shloim is bazdivri? She said shalom to everybody. Shloim is bazdivri. Shimon, right? She was with him. She was mitzvah. She had to do with this mitzvah. And she was shloim is pit with her. She said shalom aloch, shalom aloch. She said shalom to everybody. And bazdivri, she was barabronis. She spoke with everybody. And therefore she was makalka. As a side point, I want to mention, it's not negatim now, but it will be negat later. You know, we have a woman's, we have to be careful that when couples meet together, that it has to be in a more formal context, not in a social context. Now, it's very easy when it's in a more relaxed context that you'll find that someone's wife will be talking with someone else's husband and could lead to very big kilkul. Not necessarily whom you think of, but even kilkul in a marriage, it could lead to very big kilkul. A Talmud from Chofetz Chaim told me that the Vanach Leibowitz heard about this in the light. Like Zunishtar Vanach Leibowitz is the oldest Rashiva today in America. In Shang Shu in the longest. Shang Shu approximately 63 years, right? Correct? August, that he's not saying anymore, he's lying with the start. August was Shimon Meir. He found out about somebody who's younger life, somebody who were getting together, couples were getting together, some Lava Malt. Lava Malt. He was very upset. He was not happy. He said, if this continues to happen, Azal Loshan, he said, he would close the yeshiva down. He closed the yeshiva down. I know with Weinberg, with Yaakov Weinberg, the town of Baltimore, also screamed about this. He was not happy. Now, you tell me what's wrong. Why is it different than Friday night? So that's why I said, when I kept my word, I said, it has to be in a formal context. A Friday, a Leil Shabbos Suda, or Shabbos Suda is a very different atmosphere than an atmosphere from Lav Malka. And that's where we need to make certain gedolim, where there has to be a certain separation between couples. It's not that we go together as friends. You know, even when couples do things together, where you go, let's say, your friend marries someone, it's your friend, it's you, you're going to befriend his husband, right? You befriend her husband, your wife's husband, and she'll be friendly with her friend. But you don't do these things together as a couple. Or again, it's the husband with the wife. That distinction has to be very clear. That's what Yishleim Yishbaz did. It starts with small things. She said shalom to him, shalom to him. No, it wasn't a problem. What's wrong? Nothing wrong with it. Very innocuous, no? That's what started. Yishleim Yishbaz did with the matri dog. And that came as this. And my mom was something to remember for the future. What is this further? We'll get back to this in a second. You put him, they didn't know what to do with him. They didn't know what to do with the Makal. Let's put him with that. We didn't know. And Hashem said to Moshe, take the Makal out. And everyone, Rashi learns, the Aden and the Dayonim should put their hands on the body, put their hands on the Makal, and everyone should stone it. Kol HaEden. With Rashi. Rashi says, "B'mama kol, b'mamat kol haydin. Everyone should stone him. Melame sheshvuchu shel adam kamoisa. Pesam tazach. Normally, when everyone stands there, that's not shlichus. Not shlichus. Everyone has to stand there. You see a palatika thing. There's a new mechayim. If there's someone's mechayim of nisa, everybody's mechayim of nisa. Everyone's mechayim to make sure he gets killed. Not just the bezdin. He's not just the chiv on bezdin. Bezdin is acting b'shlichus kol Yisrael." To make sure that he gets killed. So stay in Rash. What can Gash show them voice? What do I have to do here? I'm an innocent bystander watching this Mises scheme take place. What's up with me? No. There's a new there's a costume that you have to be there, that Kolei they have to be there when he gets thrown. Or that's shot, that's the meaning. Yeah, Beryl. It could be the Mamet Kolei, the everyone being there, that's the meaning of Shlichus to make sure you get killed. That's the meaning actually. That's the appointment. I'm not sure. But upon him, there's a new halacha. Shluchay shel adam kamoisai. There's a din on every yid to make sure that a mechuyav nisa gets killed. Shluchay shel adam, make every din on everybody. That means everyone's chiyuv to make sure that the ra is completely obliterated. That's the chiyuv on bed.
Huh?
That's the thing, because the pshat is that everyone, it's not just that Beit Din is acting for shlichus everywhere.
But we don't allow the chiv to give someone makas. We don't allow the chiv to say.
At least by Mrs. Beit Din is that way. At the same Rashi. Mikan, Shishtucha, the
Rashi. It's only by this Misa, not by any other type of Misa.
It's only by Mikal? Why? Mikal is worse than Kol Shabbos. Yeah. Rashi doesn't make a mention of it. I don't know. It's only here it's from Mamet Kolayda. I don't know. I'm not sure. Okay, that's the shot. Maybe you'll say other chivim. This is not. Akoponim certainly here. There's a chivim. Still, Shalom Kamos. You know, Chaim. You can tell maybe Yosef is right. You declare whether this applies to other chivim. This is okay. So this is the basic structure of this parasha of the Makal. Basic structure. But what I want to talk about is the pasuk before. They put him on mishpat on the first line of Piyasha. Zot Rashi. There was another time that there was something before you missed. Anyone know who that was? In the Midbar. There was someone else who was Mechuyav Nisa.
In the Midbar.
Who else did something that was... Mechuyav Sheitz. One who cut that is Mechal Shabbos. Someone who cut down trees on Shabbos to be a part of Shlach. Cut trees down on Shabbos. and they found his Machlokes. Now, what did they do with him when they found him? So there it says, oh, so it says, so it was a Machlokes. Now, here it says, Vayanichu b'mishpat. They left, put, they didn't put the Makal together with the Machlokes. They didn't let them be together. Why not? The Bomb passes the Bomb Machlokes. Says Rashi. Because why? Because they knew that the Makosh was Machlokes Nisa. They knew Machalam Moisumas. Everyone knew that the Makosh was Machlokes Nisa. Chal Kol Shatz. Right? But they didn't know, but they just didn't know which Nisa. But the Makalel, they didn't know if it was Machlokes Nisa at all. So Mamela, they didn't put them together. Right? Because they didn't know what to do with it. The Makosh, they knew that. Okay, let's get this clear. The Makosh, they knew it was Machlokes Nisa. The Makalel, they didn't know it was Machlokes Nisa or not. They weren't sure. The Kalbi didn't know. So the Mamela put him separate. What's the Pshat? Pshat is that had he known, because the Makal, let's look at the Makal. The Makal, they're putting him with the Makoshish. He would think to himself, wait a minute. If they're putting me together with him, that means I get the same punishment as him. Damoy, that I get, right? I get the same punishment as him. And it could be that he doesn't deserve that punishment. So you're going to cause an extra tzar that he doesn't deserve. Here, we're talking about a person, Makal Shem Hashem. Could be Mechayim Nisa, we're not sure if he's Mechayim Nisa. So, we don't want to put him together with the Mekoshish. Because if you're going to put him together with the Mekoshish, he might think he's Mechayim Nisa, and he's really not. And he didn't have Mechayim Nisa. Right? And that's going to cause him a little bit more tzad than he deserves to have. Doesn't mean you're going to give him the wrong question. He's going to think as well, oy vey, I may be Mechayim Nisa. He may be Mechayim Nisa. It's over the Rashi, it's Rashi, the Ramasal, Vayanichu. That was a good base. Huh? The Mekoshish? No, he knows he's Mechayim Nisa. They know Mekoshish Mechayim Nisa. That's not the Shaila. We know Mekoshish Mechayim Nisa. See, to make it easier for him, but we know he's Mechayim Nisa. We don't want it to think he's Mechayim Nisa. The Mekosh to think he's Mechayim Nisa.
No, we don't want
to think that he's not Mechayim Nisa. If you couldn't, you would think that he's Mechayim Nisa.
I'm sorry,
that's what I'm saying. You don't want to think that he's not Mechayim Nisa. But he is Mechayim Nisa.
You put him together
with the Mekosh. So it's for the Mekosh.
Yeah.
Because if you put them together, he might think he's not Mechayim Nisa. So you want to reinforce it in him that he's Mechayim Nisa. Okay. I think it's more Mestavah this way. I think it's more Mestavah the other way. However, the Mashmois of Rashi is, I know, the Mashmois of Rashi is that they put him by himself is because they didn't know what to do with the Makal. That's what it sounds like. So to me, the way I saw this Rashi was, the Pshat is, it looks that what that extra side that you're going to pull from the Makal, you know, and even if did a Gival Shrekel or something, from Makal Shem Hashem. It's a terrible thing. But that little extra side you're not allowed to cause. Even that little exercise is you're not allowed to cause. Hashem Hashem because the extra side that he's not deserving of. Not allowed to do. You have to keep him separate. This, I believe, is a miracle lesson for us at this time of year. In front of the mass here. I want to talk for a few minutes about the Indian of being makdir and not causing another yitzhak. You know, we all know the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva were meisu shnanu kovet zebizel. The Gemara Yevamos, Maran Baruch Dasan obeys with this. The Gemara Yevamos says, with Acts of Marshal, there is Masber the Gemara. What does it mean shnanu kovet zebizel? They weren't kovet toyer zebizel. Shtei Marshal. They didn't give the proper respect of kovet toyer because he says, when it says kovet, it means toyer. In Kovet El Dor, both of them are Shah, Kovet means Torah. Lachosh Kalechonim al Kovet Torah Shal Chaveyah. They didn't care about the Kovet at Torah of their friends. Because Kovet is Torah. And the main was Zoktim Arshah, why was the death so stringent? Because Torah is life. Torah is Kihem Chayim. The main, if they weren't Makkah and the Kovet at Torah of their friend, so Midi connect with Midi, they don't get they don't have the Torah. The question is, Ulakach Mesa Benidazu, Kihikayach. You're not, Torah is your life. So, Mamele, if you're not going to be makbid on the cover of Torah of your friend, you get your dog. That's why they get such a severe misa. See a moment of different shot. But those take my show. That they weren't makbid on the cover of Torah of their friends. Mamele, they're going to lose the Torah, which is Chayach. They're not going to have it. Why? That's the reason why they died. They didn't give Kovat HaTorah to their friends. But they lost Torah, which is Chigayim Chayim. They lost Chiyus. Why did the Dafka Meis die between Pesach and Aseret? Not this now they died. Why Dafka Meis and Aseret? We'll get back to that cash in a moment. Why Dafka now? But I want to give a different shot from Aaron Goldberg. We see when the Marshal is saying the reason why they died is because once they don't give their Kovat HaTorah, the Mela, they lose the Torah, which is Kehem Chayah. Kehem Chayah in the world can be. Torah is life. You don't give Kovat HaTorah, you're not makbid to give Kovat HaTorah, which is life. So we'll take away life from you, which is Torah. Kehem Chayah. Says Rav Aaron, says a new difference. So after Rav Aaron, the Talmidim was speaking, this Gemara, if you look in the Gemara, it's got to see the Gemara inside. Rabbi Kiva was considered the Av of Torah Shebaal Peh. And it was through him that the Masoris of Torah Shebaal Peh came through the Dori Doros. Including the Masoris HaTorah is not just the transmission of knowledge. It includes the Memchez Dvorim HaTorah Nitzbeh. All the 48 days. Memeila. In the Memchez Dvorim, in the 40, if those aren't B'Shelemus, there's going to be a pagam in the Masoris HaTorah midor l'dor. L'dor v'doros would be a pagam. It would be ruined. The Torah wouldn't be given over properly. So Mamele, they had to die. The Torah has to be given over. The Shleim was completely, if it's going to be l'dor v'doros. And if not, it's otherwise not worth giving over. Now you have to start again. This is something that's going to be when they tell it's off. They are the basis of our Torah Shofar that we have. If it's not going to be B'Shleimus, then you know it's not going to happen, then it won't happen. Then it's better they should die and start over again. That's why they had such a severe punishment. Because in order for Torah to be given over B'Shleimus, it's got to be Mamish, it has to be complete. It's got to be Mamish B'Shleimus with the Memchez Dvorim HaTorah Nitzbeh. If they're not knowing Kovat Zebizeh, then they don't have B'Shleimus in not just, not get the knowledge itself, that they probably had a lot of. But the Memchez Dvorim, the whole Kinyan HaTorah of creating a Torah personality, that they don't have. And the middle, they're not right to pass over Torah Midorah. That's what Ryan says. Is it clear? Does it go? Make sense? Yagel? Me. Maybe. Why did the Dafka die by Pesach last year? Why did Dafka this time of year? Version could have picked another time of year that they should die. Another time of year. Look to Marshal. Marshal learned the Pshat is. Marshal learned the Pshat is because that this is the time of year that's healthy. It's not too cold, not too hot. Memela, if the Rosh wants to show the Hashgacha, that they died this time of year. So it's not a mikra, not because anyone got sick. To show that the Rosh killed the Hashgacha. Ray Brown told me something else, a different shot. Ray Brown wanted to say similar longer lines of Ramayana saying that this is the period of the year we're being making for Kabbalah Sefer. The Roshim wanted to show, along the lines of Aaron Goldberg, but addressing a different issue. The Roshim wanted to show us that you can only have perfection, achieve perfection in Torah, if you have Shleimus and Ben Adam Chaver also. You gotta have both. One without the other doesn't work. Together with the balance of knowledge in Torah has to be the Shleimus Ben Adam Chaver. And that's the hachon of Kabbalah Sefer. That the Ben Adam Chaveru has to go hand in hand with the Adam Lamar. Otherwise, you're not going to be Sefer. And that's the Memchez Dvorim HaTorah Nitzbeh. Like many things in the field of Adam Chaveru seemingly have nothing to do, unrelated to actually acquiring knowledge. But it doesn't make a difference because Torah is not acquiring knowledge. It's not what's about. It's about perfecting one's personality and coming close to coming close when that happens. And without that, if you don't achieve that, then you won't. Then you won't. You won't the real Torah. That's why they died in the spirit. To show you that this is the hachon of a Kabbalah Sater. You have to be able to perfect yourself in the Megal Mechador. Otherwise, you won't be there. And he said, it's not a coincidence that Rabbi Kiva, who is the Am of Tosh of Alpeh, he is the one who said, Om Rabbi Kiva, V'ham Kulecha Kamoicha Zeh Kalgon Batzal. So let's be out, it goes together. Rabbi Kiva, who is the Am of Tosh of Alpeh, he is the one who tells you, V'ham Kulecha Kamoicha. Because Gamlus is one without the other doesn't work. You have to be a Gamlus. But Zeh Kalgon Batzal, that's Om Rabbi Kiva. This is the different shot that you have. We discussed a few issues here. Number one, right after they died in Pesach Matzeres, right? This is the time of the year, like Fidim Arsho, that it's what? It's the show they died in Bashkocha. Where Red Brown is saying, is that after the show, this is the Hanukkah Kabbal Tatar, Shlomus, and other Lechabewe. And then we discussed before why they died to ask, what was this punishment so severe? We look according to Rav Aaron because they were the ones that being moist turned the double dark. If there's going to be a begamonet, then the Torah is going to be won't be in the way it should be. Or the other Chinese, we want to say what great Marshal says that since they weren't going to come to Torah's every day, the Kabbalah Torah was lacking, so the version took away chayim from them, which is tyrant. That's the consequence of such a neither can and neither. You may have Kabbalah Torah, the version will take away the chayim from you, which is tyrant. And the truth is, when you read a real Talmud Chacham, you really see this. I emphasize a real Talmud Chacham. There are people who have a lot of knowledge, but to see perfection in both, that you don't always see. Brother Rabbi Brown is such a person. Brown is such a person. I have. Okay. I'm not at liberty to say certain things. I can't say. Certain stories that happen, possibly myself. But you see a person's Mashiach Olamah that is not just, everyone knows him for his Gevalt and Kippur. But the Taharas Hamidus is unbelievable. And that you have to see personally. That you have to meet someone and see it. This is you seek to see it. And that's, you see, the shleimus of both coming. That's a person's really zeichut to tell you. When you have both the knowledge together with the shleimus in this, the Beit HaMechaber. The Montel Shwab said, when she was there, Baruch HaShavid and Monsi, Montel Shwab, Shimon from his brother, he said, you know, we know Chometz B'Pesach is Midrabon Osmo Mashu. Now I didn't know Mashu Chometz Midrabon on Pesach. But then Odom Mechaber, a Mashu is also Midraisa. A mashu is also the rice if I've been on the Mechaber. A mashu, we're saying, a mashu tzar, a little bit extra sad that he doesn't deserve is also the rice. So now it's the word. That's the chomer of the Mechaber. A mashu is also the rice. There's a story, there's a Roshiva Mishalayim, like Mephraim Zalazdik. He's the Roshiva president for Roshiva, she was Yitzchayim. He was Shalmi, but he was once a kid. And he was a Talmud by Zal Meltzer, the Yeshiva Yeshiva Tzayim. And he was a young boy then, Zal Meltzer in the mid-1950s. And once, Ephraim, called Ephraim, remember Ephraim, but he was a kid then, was asked to bring a pillow to Zal Yom Kippur. Because he had to lie down. So Mrs. Zalman went to lie down. After 45 minutes, he comes out and he said, I feel worse than lying down. So I decided I had to come out. So they asked Mrs. Zalman, why don't you tell us before that if you're feeling worse by lying down, why don't you come out earlier? Why do you have to wait 45 minutes to come out? Mrs. Zalman told them, he said, yeah, but Ephraim bought me the pillow. I didn't want to make Ephraim feel bad that he bought me the pillow for nothing. The Valdic sensitivity to the feelings of other people. The kid, the family was like he was a kid. No, be sensitive to everybody. Sensitive to everybody's feelings. That's a goal. So, Shaila is, I'm going to take a few areas and now we can see how to apply this to ourselves a little bit. push its sensitivity into other machaveros. Most of the things we're pushing out of where. And we'll try to maybe as Hashem come out and use it. Number one, certainly in the dormant point, Gezel Shein. Gezel Shein. You know, so many times, and it can happen very inadvertently. You walk into the dorm, some asleep. And you're just not careful. You don't realize. It's not Oilo Adas that you're not. If he wakes up because you stole his sleep, it's a form of Zayn. Gezel Shein is a form of Zayn. Gezel Shein. I mean, it's a lot of most of it's inadvertent. You just don't think about it. But if you'll be a little more sensitive to someone else's needs, right? Not here, not thinking, but what the other person needs. He needs his sleep. I'm taking it away from him. It's his. I'm taking it away from him. I don't know if you ever heard there was a Yidnax Israel years ago called the Chivina Rav. Anyone here? Sure you're here. Anyone? Chivina Rav. The Gedolei Olam of the previous generation. He died in 1966. The Chassidish Yid. Gedolei Olam. Shach descended as Avi Ezra. He came out to Avi Ezra to send the Chivina Rav a copy. Gedolei Olam, when Chivina Rav was in Siberia, he wrote tens of tshuvas from Sfarim he didn't know. He didn't have them. Tens of tshuvas by memory. Burned by memory. Storm he didn't have. He didn't have this one. Just said burned by memory. Chavina Rav, in his later years, had to have someone being Shamashim. And he had someone sleeping with him. And he started Yeshiva Grad. Kirchham Miyakov, anyone has Nezu's Torah, that's the Yeshiva. Kirchham Miyakov. Grad, his son-in-law just passed away a year ago. Also, very fond. Broke Shimon Schneerson. Just passed away. So, anyway, so he. So the Chavina Rav had a someone sleeping with him, his later years. One night he gets up, he says, and I guess in the morning, the person sleeping gets up, he sees the Chavina Rav in agonizing pain. Mamush agonizing pain. Apparently one of his bones broke. Mamush agonizing pain. So they ran to call a doctor, tried to put the bone back in place to prevent surgery. Something obviously came out of place. And Baruch Hashem, they were able to fix it. And he didn't need surgery. So the man who was sleeping with him was appointed to sleep with him. He asked him, he said, why did you know, when did this happen? When did this happen to you? He said, well, this happened really when I first went into bed. And he said, how much the Yisurma, the Chavina Rav said himself, again, Mr. Yidin in Siberia, he said, the Yisurma ki Yisurma Iyoy. This is Gefel, it was terrible. He said, why didn't you wake me up? That's what I'm here for. I'm here to be Misham Shuran. Shavina Rav asked him, yeah, I didn't feel pleasant to wake someone else up because of my pain. I mean, we don't have a musig on these kind of galas. Malishka musig at that. We don't understand it. We don't have a picture of it. But this galas, at least in our own level, to be Kibbun Gezel Sheikh, it's partially a sense of sensitivity that we have to develop. Huh? The sensitivity to meet the needs of others. Sensitivity. It can be developed. It can be developed. But you have to start thinking about it. The sensitivity to someone else's needs. Rosh Aaron Stern once said over that, he said that the Brisker Rav gives a shame of a child. You know, we think a child, you put him to sleep, you can wake him up whenever you want. And Rosh Aaron said he brought his son to shul one Friday night next to Israel. He was very close to the Brisker Rav, and his child fell asleep. So, I guess he was the last one out of shul. So he said, wake him up, you're wrong. The shul said, no, don't wake him up. When he wakes up, you're wrong. So it's not the way to suit him. So he said, I don't remember the protein. Either Brisker Rav said, he'll stay with him, or she carry him up. I got some ice, or she stay late. But it was not Poshid B'chlal to wake up. That was not one of the answers to wake up the kid. That was not one of the answers. Gezel Shein, you know, it doesn't matter who it is. Gezel Shein, something to think about. A little, you know, there were people in Brooklyn who, and I hear this from, they were brought used to come into the room late at night in Brooklyn asleep. They took off the shoes. Maybe they'll wake up from walking. Take off the shoes. I'm not saying we should do that, but at least it's got to be something that's aladas. Certainly not that music playing loud. The other Brooklyn should know this. it's Gedrashim. It's a sensitivity which you have to develop. It has to be talked about. Gedrashim, it's a lot. It's a portion of sensitivity. That's one thing. Then we have sensitivity to Chavrusim. So I'm going to mention 2 points. Again, there can be many, but I'm just going to make it mention two. If you speak to somebody, if you speak to people, it's good enough. Number one, the sensitivity in common. First one, common. You know, even if you have, you know, you might say exactly, I'm a schwacher Bocher, not so good. So if I miss a Nishgivel, even a good guy, even the better half of the Chavrusha needs the Shvach, needs the other half. If not just to be a springboard. To be a springboard. To be there, just to learn together, whether it doesn't make a difference who leads the Chavrusha. Just being the house is a resistance. Being the house. Right, that alone is an assistance. But he will learn that is just by the fact of persistence. Even if you're very tired, try hard. He helps being there. It's a sensitivity to what he needs. Avadi is trying to keep the ideal is to go to sleep on time and try to be there with your head there. But if that's not shy, but it needs to be there. It's a sensitivity. He needs me. Yeah, even the Shema here needs me. That's one aspect of sensitivity. But there's another thing. And this is hard, sometimes a little harder. Which is that sometimes when you have a Chavrusha who doesn't clap as quick. You know, sometimes someone claps quick and says, you know, let's go, you're holding me back. Take it slow. Be sensitive to who he is. You may clap as quick as you. Explain it again. Don't rush. You'll learn how to be a little bit of a teacher. Use your valor. It's not a bad thing. Not a terrible thing. You learn how to teach. Another Gemara talk, Bob Tzvi talks about people who taught 400 times. 400 times he taught. They chapter in the kid. They always talk about the Mechanchim, the Chum Star conventions, if you can talk about who is great, the Talmud or the Rebbe. The Talmud is great. Place, who knows if the Shon is great? 400 times. Okay, we're not asking. But at the point of the sense, if he doesn't have, if he doesn't, Take the time. Don't rush. Be patient. The Gemara Tamura says about the Zion. The Gemara Tamura says, "Only Baruch and Gosh or Meir Shneim Hashem." That if a poor, someone who's not as smart, only Baruch, someone who's smart, someone who's rich and eats, Hashem enlightens both their eyes. You know what Rashi is alluding to? That Hashem Himself teaches Malam Dakodesh Baruch. Teaches the teacher, the one, if you teach the book, the one who doesn't know as much, Hashem teaches you. Malam Dakar is born. It's a Rashi, come on. Stop the Zion. I'll show you. Malam Dakar is born. Hashem teaches you. Sensitivity to a Chavrusha. If he doesn't know, be patient. See it again. Don't rush. Not everyone thinks the same. Mind thinks differently. Sometimes mind is like this, sometimes like that. Our people have very good, other people don't have very good. Be patient. Other Nekuda is one that I have myself at the Mechazik, and I thought of it last night. And it's a machla that's prevalent by us in general, is sensitivity to someone else's time. You know, unfortunately today we have it announced by Simchas that, you know, you pull the whole island together, but when from the great uncle who decided to leave late, and 300 people stay away. Zalonachon, it's not right. If you know you're getting people, you should be on the outside. It's not right. And I hate to say, it could be Rosh Hashanah for you too. Come on, Zalonachon, it's not right. If Ellen and your family went early to Chassan, because even the Chassan would be nervous. It's not right. Okay, I don't want to, in my place, everyone has cheshbonis, people, but a sensitivity to someone else's life. If you have, again, now if you know, I'm not talking about a case where you know what is called for, you know, ask us called for 7:30, and you know that means 8:30, it's a different problem. You know what that is, which is also not right. Okay, but that's 30, so not going to change the world. All right, that's it. But at least if you know you have an appointment with somebody, even on time, not easy. This is not or, and another thing which is even harder, make sure you leave with enough time to be there on time. Don't tag you left and out when you know you get stuck in traffic and say, I'm sorry, I'm late. Plan it out ahead of time. that you'll be there early. What do you do if you come early? They have small farm place. Make us live early. If you have to be there, you have to be there. That means you've made a commitment, you've made a chesed in your head, that you have to be there. So if you have to be there, you got to be there. There's no way to, you have to be there. This is not easy. I mom should prove myself in this category. So to take it to someone else's time. It's not, it's a training. It's a mamush training. You know, Amos Gideon writes his book about about his father. Both say Rav Aaron. He said Rav Aaron was a very punctual person. Now, it's super hard to imagine, considering he was Rashi of Lakewood, raising money for Lakewood, raising money for Chinuch HaTzmoni, raising money for Torah Mitzvah, and doing everything else. So I don't know exactly what he did, but somehow, some way, Rav Aaron managed to be punctual. So the only thing I can say is, if he could be, I guess he could be. That's right, but there's a bunch of both. And some, but at least the sensitivity to someone else's heart. So not just Chazron, the things we talk about. Gezel Shein, the sensitivity to someone else's sleep. In the door. Trying to be more careful about it. Sensitivity to recover yourself. Someone is trying to make the effort to come to be there. Sensitivity, if he doesn't understand, be patient and teach him. This language doesn't apply to everyone here, but everyone needs to hear it. If you speak to other people, you have to know that. And sensitivity is someone else's time. Someone else's time is also valuable. Not your time is not the only time that's valuable. His time is valuable. He's Hashem, or have a physic in these areas.
And it's is shayach that you see, you meet a person like on the ground, you see a gamlus and ben adam machaveru together with the ben adam lamot in China. You can get there. It takes training. It's a lifetime of work. It's work. It's not work. But I can tell you, you come at an undermentioned concept. You're an ish more me'om. It's like the Chazon Ish writes in his Igris that a Talmud Chacham amiti, and I use the words amiti is looks like a normal person, but he's really a mo'om. And that's Emes. He looks like a regular person walking around, but his inside is complete. You don't see that. The Talmud Chacham is going to cover it over. But he's really a mo'om. All of us, in the Me'ein, in our own way, become that kind of mo'om.